Thanks to MassMutual Financial Group for supporting the Washington wine industry. Now, back to SIP Northwest Live with Brian Bushlack, only on Como News Radio.
And back on SIP Northwest Live across Seattle, glad you could join us as we welcome the Oregon Winery of the Year, voted by our friends at Wine Press Northwest, Danson Vineyards in sunny southern Oregon, just outside of Jacksonville. You know what's interesting about this vineyard? We're so used to those gentle, southerly-facing slopes in the Willamette Valley. It is completely the opposite at Danson. They're facing north, going the other direction. How do they do it? Well, they do it well. And I asked Dan how they do it. How does this work?
It does. And a perfect example of the temperature variances here. On our last heat up in late August of 2016, the area on the very small amount of south-facing slope that we have at the lowest elevation, the temperature reading was 101 degrees, which was, you know, one of 3 days in the entire growing season that we hit 100 degrees. But yet, in the bulk of the vineyard, the weather station was reading 92 degrees at the very same time. And that's what shade does. It makes a huge impact. It's a cooling effect. And it just allows those grapes to just cool down and just hang for a while.
I've been a fan of Southern Oregon wine for well over a decade now. Those of you joining us across the region, welcome to SIP Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network and SIPNorthwest.com. Dan Marka from Danson Vineyards joining us. And, you know, the history in Southern Oregon is really rich as well. And what I'm so excited about, Dan, is the awards that you're receiving. We're going to talk more about that in our next segment. But really, you know, when the wine pioneers came to Oregon, the first place they settled, the first place they planted was Southern Oregon. And here we are decades later, and now Southern Oregon has really come into its own, hasn't it?
It has. Southern Oregon is gaining more and more notoriety with the awards that the region is winning, having been recently named one of the top 10 wine destinations in Wine Enthusiast magazine. Also, I find it interesting that Peter Britt was one of the first, if not the first, to plant wine grapes here in Southern Oregon. And to honor him, we actually have planted the Vadensville clone, which literally was within about 30 or 40 miles of his birthplace in Switzerland.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what a tribute, too. I mean, Peter Britt, really one of the pioneers of Oregon wine country. And I want to really paint the picture for our listeners and how unique and special this property is. We talk about the uniqueness of your vineyard, but your tasting room as well. And what a beautiful setting this is. Kind of set the scene for us.
Thank you. So as you walk up to the estate tasting room, you're greeted by a host, and we talk with you a little bit, kind of figure out where you will be best served based on the experience that you're looking to have. We get you seated, and then we actually have wine hosts that come to you and talk to you about the various wines and the food pairings that we have. And you're seated looking at Mount McLaughlin at 9,495 feet in all its majesty. You're looking at, depending upon where you are, the city lights of Medford. You're looking at Table Rocks and just enjoying the view as you're surrounded by Pinot Noir and Chardonnay grapevines.
That's Dan Marka at Danson Vineyards, the Oregon Winery of the Year. When we come back, we'll spend more time with Dan. We'll talk about summer activities in Southern Oregon and preview the big Oregon wine experience coming up in August.